RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, we're back. It's a Victory Monday at Chickie's on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, 13-12 victory in Buffalo. Big win. Your thoughts?
Victory! Woo!
For 1 week.
On the road to victory. Fight, Eagles, fight. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit 'em low, hit 'em high. And watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly. On the road to victory.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! That's what I'm talking about. Good job, everybody, joining in.
Well, Ike, that was an impressive victory after a win that you called. You called it last Monday after the Eagles won the game against the Commanders. You
so
said they're
going
to go in there and, Jack, nobody cares. you said they'd go in and beat the Buffalo Bills, and they did. 13-12, it was as ugly as it could have been, but they won the game.
Yeah, I got to admit, I didn't expect it to look that way. In victory, but you know what? A win is a win. We take them how they come. Let me start with the positives. There's so many positives, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Welcome back, Jalen Carter. My God, he's a monster when he's out there.
That was a different Jalen Carter.
Oh, man, that was it looked like his shoulders felt better.
Yes.
He was out there bench pressing everybody, slapping people upside the head. That's the Jalen Carter we need going into the postseason. Coop, man, what more can I say about Coop? Everywhere on the football field. Jahad Campbell plays yesterday. I thought Quinyon had a good game. Got robbed on one play. That should have been an incomplete pass. But just a defense, Vic Fangio, and doing what they did for 43 minutes of that game yesterday against Josh Allen in their building, they should be commended. That's one of those wins where you stick the feather in the cap and you say, you know what? This is what a championship defense looks like. Just across the board, all three levels. Jalix Hunt, how can I forget about my man, 5'8"? Jalix Hunt everywhere yesterday in that backfield, getting after Josh Allen. And then I'll go to the offensive side of the ball. Really just a tale of two halves. First half, I thought they went up and down the field. ran the ball well at times. Jalen made plays on third down, big throws to A.J. to pick up first downs, nice throws to Smitty, got the touchdown to Dallas Goedert. I don't know. It was 13-0. Felt like it should have been at minimum 17-0, could have been 21-0. And then they come out in the second half. I don't know what the hell happened. I don't know what the hell happened in the second half of that game yesterday. Some of it was unfortunate, right? Like, so they get the ball. When they stop Buffalo at the one-yard line, the Josh Allen play on fourth down, I don't know what you expect them to do backed up on the goal line.
Just get out of there.
They just want to get out of there and punt the ball. And even when they punted the ball there, I think they still wind up stopping Buffalo from scoring. So they didn't give up points there. But there's no way to escape the frustration that we've dealt with at times this year about the Jekyll and Hyde sort of personality of this offense. One half they look good, the other half they don't. You know, fortunately, we were able to win this game. It's a good win. I think it's something you can build off of going into next week's game where you still got the number two seed available to you. And I really do, man, and I just not hyperbole. I look at that as one of their more impressive wins of the season. I know the numbers won't say it, but going up there to Buffalo on the road, Buffalo, we forget, they still have a chance or had a chance to win the AFC East and host a home playoff game. So it wasn't as if Buffalo didn't have anything to play for. And to do what they did on the road going up there, man, impressive win. Good job. Whew, I feel good. Listen, we're going to smack the Commanders Sunday. Let's get ready for big boy football in 2 weeks. Let's get ready for big boy football in 2 weeks.
215-592-9494. I thought it was an impressive win. I've been impressed with the Eagles' resolve over the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. There's a few things I'm definitely impressed by. I'm impressed by the resolve, not letting the season... Like, this season definitely turned around. I don't know where it ends up, but it definitely turned around. It looked like it was heading in one place. It didn't head in one place. They beat the Raiders. They beat the Commanders. And then they go into Buffalo and they beat the Bills. I am impressed by the resolve. I'm impressed by the – I don't know how you can't be impressed by the defense. I thought, numbers aside, like the way they hit yesterday, the way they tackled yesterday, the way they got after Josh Allen yesterday, I thought it was probably their best defensive performance just considering the opponent of the year. And I'm impressed by their ability to figure out a way to win games when things aren't going exactly right, and they didn't in the second half. I cannot get the second half. When I'm thinking big picture, you talk about big boy football and the playoffs.
Yeah.
I just can't get the second half out of my head. And not because it's because it's happened before. But, like, how can they have two halves when they haven't completed a pass? And I don't know that it's not to put it on Jalen. I don't know, and we'll get to something that Nick Sirianni said after the game that was a little weird about his role or what it is or what it isn't. I just, like, I look at that second half, and I think of halves of football that I've seen from the offense like that, and I say to myself, when it's big boy football time in what is turning out to be sort of a loaded NFC, how does that not catch up with them? And it's not just not being able to complete a pass. Also, where does the running game go? In the second half, I think of their 9 or 10 rushes, I think 8 of them were for no yards.
No yards, yeah. And it felt like it.
Yeah, I just...
It felt like it.
Every possession was a 3 and out. They have 17. And I can't... When I'm thinking about their ability to win the Super Bowl, because it's the end of the year, I just... Look, maybe the defense goes berserk in the playoffs,
and
that's what we have to hope happen. I look at the teams they're going to have to play, and the way the Rams are scoring, the way that the 49ers are scoring, I just don't know how they're going to get out of the NFC without the way that their offense looks sometimes catching up to them. And that's what it was a really impressive win, and I thought the defense was awesome. It's just we're in week 18.
Going into 18 now.
And they haven't solved any of this.
Yeah.
We've seen moments where they have. And dude, if the first half didn't look the way that it did, I don't know if I would have felt that way about the second half. The first half, I'm watching it, I'm going, maybe they figured it out.
Yeah, cooking.
They figured it out. They're like, Jalen figured it out. The running
Saquon
game figured
had
it out.
Some nice runs.
Saquon had nice runs. They figured it out. And then we get to the second half, and it's how do you have against the defense – that everybody has run on all year long.
Yeah.
And I just, like, again, impressed by the resolve, impressed by the defense, can't get the offense out of my head.
Yeah, listen, and I understand that, and I understand people focusing in on that. I totally understand that. I've just accepted it.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Yeah.
I've accepted this is who they are. Now, it doesn't mean they're just going to score 13 points, but the offense going through these lapses throughout a game, I've accepted that. It's happened pretty much with the exception of maybe one game.
Yeah.
the Giants game at home is the only time they didn't have these sort of lapses in a game, and they usually pull away late in games because they have so much experience in winning these games. It's rare that it comes down to our defense. That's why I got a little nervous.
At the end there.
Yeah, at the end. Because we usually pick up that key first down and then run the clock out. And then we win 13-6.
Well, and
it's rare that we get our back against the wall on the damn 2-point conversion at the end of the game.
And the issue with the defense there is when the offense, like, can't get a first down.
Yeah.
The defense is on the field against a team that sort of punishes you physically, offensively. And the fact that the Bills eventually got in the end zone, just not surprising that was eventually
going to
happen.
You know what happens? It's the one little flaw we have with the defense. Our two-minute defense just isn't good.
Yes. It wasn't last year.
I mean, we kept them out of the end zone on a 2-point conversion, but the last 5 minutes of the game, they went down the field twice with no problem.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's got to be play calling. Not being critical of Coach Fangio, because we wouldn't be where we are without the defense. I'm just saying that's the one part of our defense for the last 2 years where I get nervous when it's going up against a hurry-up offense in the two-minute drill.
215-592-9494. One other thing that has me, like, just especially for a team that plays close games, has me a little worried for the playoffs is special teams. They've made some big plays,
man,
for sure.
They made some bonehead ones,
but
too.
Just bonehead plays. So we have a penalty on the opening kickoff.
Yeah.
Which negates.
That's the second time that's happened, too.
And then we have
Shipley was last week where he fumbled.
Yes. Yeah. Shipley fumbled last. And then Jake Elliott looked fine, but that's in your head.
That's still there, yeah.
And then
there's
the Latu play.
Come on, bro.
What is he doing?
Yeah.
It's just mindless. It seems like a coaching thing. And I know Michael Clay, he has done a good job. Everyone says he's done a good job, but it feels like a coaching thing.
Yeah, you know what? There, I got to put that one on Latu, man.
Yeah. Like, what's he doing?
That's him wanting to be the one who downed the ball. Like, the ball literally had stopped.
Yes, nobody has to down it.
Yeah, you
can
just
stop.
Anything. Yes, you can do anything. And the fact that you were not under control and you still made the attempt to touch the ball, that's him saying, I want to be the one to down the ball down the 1-yard line.
Yeah.
Because he's a veteran. He got to know better than that.
He does. He does.
He got no better than that, bro.
And there have been sort of space plays.
Yeah, those brain cramps. Yeah, I'm with you.
And, you know, the Rams have lost, I think, 3 games this year on special teams. And you know, we've actually won a couple.
Yeah.
But those little things.
Speaking of, Jalen Carter, block extra point.
Yes.
Man.
Right. I said they make plays, yeah, which they did.
Man.
But also, you know. All right. 215-592-9494. Eagles win the game against the Bills. And then here is the playoff scenario. If the Eagles win and the Bears lose, they have the 2 seed. If the Bears win, the Eagles can't get the 2 seed, but they both play at the same time on Sunday. So yeah. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, yo, welcome back, crew. Hope y'all enjoyed a little holiday. You know what I'm saying? We glad to have y'all back. Hey, we back on a Victory Monday, hey?
Yep.
Hey, look. Let me give you some cause to pause right now. My man's fighting, you know what I'm saying? Welcome back. Hey, listen. Hey, none of these offenses going to be scoring. Like, last night, that was a great game. They ain't touching them points versus us. 40?
Yeah.
38?
Yeah.
Listen, I walked to Cleveland and somebody scored 40 on us. I guarantee you that ain't going to happen. Now, listen.
Let's not press our luck.
Yeah. They might also just need to score 21.
That's cool.
I'm kind of with you on the 40 point, though. Yeah, I can't see us giving up 40.
I hope
not. Look. Who? The Bills, top 5 offense. Lions, top 5 offense. Wasn't Green Bay was a top 5 when they played against our defense? We shut them up. They weren't scoring more than 15. All I'm saying is, look, Jalen, Sirianni, we got started. We taking everybody to Pound Town, baby. Look, we got to start. Look, we got to bring the vibes back. It's almost playoff time. Commanders, y'all doing all that talking last week. Josh Johnson, Dan Quinn, I hope y'all coming. You know what I'm saying? Don't be doing no dirty stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yesterday, it was a fluky game. You know what I'm saying? People were getting lucky. They robbed. That Smitty, that was a catch. I don't care. Nobody say that.
I don't care. Nobody say that. I'm with you. That was a catch by Smitty.
No shot.
And they went quick. They went quick on that one catch, number 15. Cox.
He dropped
that ball,
it.
Hit the ground. Yep.
So you're following Ike's Twitter. We get it.
Well, you should.
We get it. You're pandering to Ike right now.
Listen, I said it too. I'm not really worried. All I know is Josh Allen in the Bills, y'all top offense, y'all scored 12 on us? What? Jalen, we need to give you 21 to 23 points a game. That's all.
That's all we need.
23 points a game. Give us that. We got to get the 2 seed because then you got to come to the link. Because when you got to come to the link.
No, we ain't losing at the link.
Defense, the Eagles, baby. And that defense. Hey, man, you going back. Let's get the vibe. I don't need no negativity today. Hold that for when we lose. Fight, Jack. I don't care. I know y'all got to do the Monday recap. But it's playoff time. We taking everybody to Pound Town, baby. We back. Go back.
There he is, Corey. I wish, because Pound Town is really two separate things. Pound Town is defense, three separate things.
You want to break it down for everyone?
Well, let's keep the third one.
We're assuming what the third one is.
A lot of kids here today.
Yeah.
It's an adult show.
Yeah. Put that one to the side.
Yeah.
Defense, pretty confident in our Pound Town, you know, defense.
Yep.
Offensively, the run game, it doesn't feel like it's ever really going to happen this year. That is one of the things that is so impressive about the team, that they're 11-5 and the run game has really been atrocious all year. There's only been a couple of games all year where it's looked good, and you thought going into Buffalo, man, everybody runs on this team, and I think we averaged 3.2 yards a rush.
Yeah, a lot of that's because of what they did in the second half. I thought they ran the ball okay in the first half.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, in that second half, the offensive line deserves some heat for that performance in the second half.
Yeah.
Blocking in the run game. It's hard for me to pin this offense down as to what we're going to get every week. I think it may depend on the opponent that we're facing. But if there's one thing I feel like I can hang my hat on, it's the defense.
Yeah, for sure.
It's the defense. They had one bad game this year, and that was the short week against New York, where they gave up 30 points in that game. They hadn't no one else has scored more than 26 points on them all year.
The Chicago game wasn't great either.
Yeah, but they held them to field goals.
Yeah.
Instead of touchdowns.
It's a weird thing to get a run on.
They got 200 yards. Yep, yeah. I totally agree. I'm just – yardage, I'll bend a little bit with the yardage.
Points.
It's the points that matter the most. It's whether or not you're giving up touchdowns.
Yeah,
the Rams scored 26.
Yes, that's what. Yeah, right, yeah. right. And they blocked the field goal. Yeah. Again, right. Yeah. 215-59. Man, I had something on the running game. I think I lost it. I've been off for 6 days. Okay. 215-592-9494. Lou in Denver. You're on WIP. What's up, Lou?
What's up, guys? Let's go Victory Monday.
What's up, Lou?
What's up, Lou?
Feels great, man. I would just want to say I believe this team. I still believe in this team. I think we're going to turn around. Even though it doesn't look good, the offense is going to turn around in the playoffs. This is what I believe. Can't tell me anything different because I saw it last year, but I can see why people are a little worried right now. On the flip side, if you're a 49ers fan, aren't you worried about your defense? They gave up 38 points. So,
the 49ers defense has been, they've lost everybody over there.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that they can be the number one seed with the amount of players they've lost on defense, that's the...
You know, Bosa and Warner. You know, they're two best defensive players.
Yeah, If I'm thinking about the Niners and the Eagles, right? I agree with you.
Yeah.
On one side, the Niners can't stop anybody. But then I look, hey, if there's one team
that you can,
then maybe it feels like you can stop.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's the Eagles. I don't know. Their offense has also looked pretty ridiculous for the last few weeks since Purdy's got back. So that's a real team. You know, that's the NFC is shaping up to be, you know, the Rams are a real team, Niners real team.
Behind Seattle yet? I'm not buying Seattle.
I don't buy Seattle. I don't buy Seattle. Now, that's a real defense. Could
yes.
Seattle beat us? If Seattle had home field, could they beat us 16-10?
And they might.
Sure, yeah, they could.
They might have home field.
They could, but yeah. As far as the offense turning it on, I'm not buying it's ever going to happen.
I'd be more shocked when that happens than expecting it.
Well, here's one word that you mentioned, Ike.
Yeah.
You said, Spike, sorry. You said, I'm worried going into the playoffs. I'm excited. And I'm excited because of the defense, right? Not because of the offense.
Yeah.
I'm excited about defending our Super Bowl championship and going back to back. Because there's only 9 teams that have ever done this, right? So we would be the 10th team. So basically be a top 10 team of all time if we can pull this off. And I really believe we're going to do it because of the defense. Our defense, everyone's talking about the 49ers. Oh, look at their offense. Look at our defense, man. We can't, like, we're unbelievable. We're somehow better than last year, and we lost all those guys. Harry Roseman would just be sitting up top and, like, I paid all these guys on offense and we can't score more than 13 points. He was probably thinking, like, maybe our defense will be what it was last year. We have to rely a lot on these traffic, and he's pulling it off. But, man, I'm excited about defending our Super Bowl championship. I just want to put that out there.
All right, Lou.
I'm with you there.
Appreciate the call.
I'm with you there.
So there's been some conversation about, you know, were they too conservative in the second half, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And it's funny. I just go back to what I thought during the game I'm watching. So they're going up against this defense that can't stop anybody from running. And they open up throwing the ball, right? And everybody's like, why are they throwing the ball? Why are they throwing the ball? Then they get a lead. And in the second half, they try to run the ball. And the reason they end up in these third and longs is because they can't run the football.
Yeah.
And I guess I can't get on them for wanting to try to run the football to try to, like, milk some clock and dominate. They just can't do it.
No.
So when they come out throwing the ball, I want to say that's not who we are and so on and so forth, but you got to stay out of the third and longs. And it seems like the only way that they're able to stay out of third and longs is when they – is when they pass earlier in downs. Maybe not first down, but pass on second.
I was going to say, here's the problem with that. When you have two incomplete passes, now you're still in third and long.
You're still in third and long, yeah.
Yeah, that's the only problem with that. If you complete passes, then it works. In a game like yesterday, I didn't have as much of a problem with the approach in the second half. I had more of a problem with the execution. You're in a downpour up there. Buffalo, although they had made some plays, your defense stepped up and made bigger plays and it kept them out of the end zone. So part of your mindset goes to, man, our defense is playing pretty good. We don't need to take unnecessary risk and mess around and turn the ball over and give Buffalo a short field.
Sure.
And that worked for them up until it was 5 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah, and then they couldn't stop
them. Couldn't stop them.
Yeah.
They couldn't stop them. The problem was they couldn't pick up that first down when they needed to.
Just
to
one
keep
or
the
two
ball.
First
yes.
downs. Yeah. And to give the defense a chance to breathe
just
a little
yes.
bit. Which I think is probably what we talk about it later. But the decision to go for two when the Bills, I feel like they let the Eagles off the hook a little bit now.
Yeah, I see it both ways, honestly.
Yeah.
Because the Eagles hadn't done anything for a whole half.
Yes.
You have all the momentum. You just scored on your last two possessions. Why not tie the game and go into overtime with all the momentum?
I think they were scared of that kicker.
Yeah. Well, he's a backup kicker.
They had to release him today.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, but then also, if you're an offense with Josh Allen and you feel like you got a good two-point play, don't you want to trust him?
And they did. He just missed it.
Well, they were 1-for-6 on two-point conversions this year. Now they're 1-for-7.
Yeah. Wow.
The Bills are this year.
Yeah.
So not good at it.
Yeah.
And maybe Allen's foot played into that a little bit. Maybe they didn't know what was going on there. Maybe they didn't want to put another quarter on him.
Yeah. Poor Josh.
You got to make that throw, though.
Yeah. What a bummer.
An elite quarterback makes that throw.
Yeah, it's a total bummer.
It is a bummer.
Just saying,
I feel bad for Josh.
I'm just saying, I don't ever remember Jalen missing a throw like that in that moment.
Well, I mean,
you two guys.
He actually missed every throw in the second half. Literally everyone.
In that situation.
In that type of situation.
Right. I agree.
You know, well, Baker had a chance at the end of the game.
Didn't.
Well, I haven't heard Baker's name on this show in a while.
He's been playing hurt, too.
I feel bad for Joshy. You saw him out there yesterday.
I'm just saying,
he's got to be perfect.
He's hobbling around. He's throwing to Walker and Sutton.
Yeah.
You know.
215.
I can't even brag because of the second half. I can't really brag.
Yes, it was set up for bragging.
Yeah, I can't even brag about it.
I thought today was going to be a long day after that first half.
Yeah.
I was ready to give it up. And the second half happened.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, some interesting things Nick Sirianni said and did after the game yesterday.
Holy cow.
Oh, man. He was on one. We haven't had a week like this with Nick in a while. We will we'll talk about that. That is coming up next. 215-592-9494. Eagles win in Buffalo. Still have a chance at the 2 seed. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles. That is Chickies and Pete's. So maybe you have some time off over the next, you know, week or so.
This is one of those rates?
A good time. What?
No.
No, this is Colonial.
Yeah, you got to give us a warning.
Yeah. No, none of that. Colonial Hyundai. You have some time off. You've been thinking about getting a brand new Hyundai. Well, there's two things that work for you. First, you might have some time to do it. Second of all, Colonial is going to hook you up by making sure that your payment is low when you buy that brand new Hyundai. That's what the Cars Are John Ashdale is going to do. And he's got a number of mechanisms to help him do it. First of all, on any of the 200 brand new Hyundais in the lot, there's a bunch of SUVs too, as we're in the winter, is he can get you financing as low as 0%. 0% financing is going to lower your payment. He is going to give you more for your trade than anyone else, which also helps lower your payment, a guaranteed $6,500 for your trade no matter what condition it's in. And every new Hyundai that leaves the lot of Colonial comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. 0% financing, more for your trade than anyone else. You got to get over to Colonial right now. Route 30 in Downingtown, online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Offers can't be combined. Lease Tier 1 credit through HMF, 10,000 miles a year. 20% down plus first payment tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.